Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of those signature drum and bass ingredients that can make a drop feel instantly alive. Eject, sliced mid-bass for jungle and old-school DnB in Ableton Live 12. Now, the big idea here is simple, but powerful. We're not just designing a bass sound. We're designing a rhythmic character that lives in the same world as the breakbeat. So the bass has to feel chopped, punchy, and sample-like, but also clean enough to sit with a proper sub and not mess up the groove. If you've ever heard an old jungle tune where the bass seems to answer the drums instead of sitting on top of them, that's the energy we're after. Let's start by setting up the session properly. Create three main tracks, one for drums, one for sub, and one for the mid-bass slice. That separation matters a lot. It gives you control, and indeed NB, control is everything. Load in your breakbeat first. If you're using a classic break, slice it up or edit it so the hits feel tight and intentional. You want the kick and snare accents to lean into the bass phrase, not fight it. A nice trick here is to lightly process the break with drum boss. Keep the drive modest, maybe just enough to add attitude, and don't overdo the boom if your sub is handling the low end already. This part is important. The break needs to feel clear and snappy before the bass arrives. If the drums are already muddy, the bass slice will only make that worse. Next, build the sub. Use something simple and solid like operator, wavetable, or analog. Keep it mono. Keep it clean. Think sine or triangle territory. You don't need a flashy sub. You need a reliable foundation. Add utility after the synth and set the width to zero. Keep the gain sensible so you've got headroom. Write a bass line that supports the groove rather than filling every empty space. In jungle and old school DnB, the sub often works best when it leaves breathing room for the snare and break details. Short notes are great here, with maybe a few longer ones to anchor the phrase. You want to feel the sub more than hear it screaming at you. Now for the fun part, the mid-bass slice. This is the character layer. This is the bit that gives the drop its attitude. Start with a synth patch that has some body and some edge. Wavetable is a great choice. Operator can also work beautifully if you want something more focused. You could even use a resampled bass hit if you've already got a rough idea in mind. The key is to keep the notes short and punchy. We are not making a sustained respad here. We're making a slice. Program it rhythmically, with gaps. Think 1/8 or 1/16 movement, but let the notes breathe. The phrase should feel like it's been cut from a chopped-up sample, even if it started as a synth. If you're using wavetable, a saw-based source is a good starting point. Add a second oscillator if you want a bit more density, but keep the unison detune moderate. Too much detune can blur the attack and steal the tightness we need. Use a filter to shape the tone, and don't be afraid to keep it a little darker than you think at first. You can always bring out harmonics later. Now we shape the sound. Add saturator first. Give it some drive, maybe a few dB, and turn soft clip on if needed. This is where the bass starts to speak in the mids. That's a really important idea in DnB. The sub owns the true low end, but the mid-bass needs to be audible on smaller systems, and saturation helps it translate. After that, use EQ8. High pass the mid-bass so it stays out of the sub range. Usually somewhere around 80 to 150 Hz is a good starting point, depending on the patch. If the tone feels boxy, clean up a bit around 200 to 400 Hz. If you want more character and presence, a small boost somewhere in the 700 Hz to 2.5 kHz area can help the bass feel talky and aggressive. But be careful. In this style, the snare is a star. If the bass has too much energy around the snare region, the whole thing can collapse emotionally even if the sound design is cool. So leave space for the snare to hit like it means something. Now, let's get the rhythm right. Write the bass phrase against the break, not on top of it. That's the mindset shift that makes this style work. Place hits after the snare to create push. Put some notes in the gaps between kick and snare accents. Let the bass answer the drums. A really solid approach is to think in phrases, not just bars. Maybe the first bar has 3 or 4 short hits. The second bar leaves a little more space and ends with a pickup. Then repeat with a variation later on, maybe in bar 4 or bar 8. That variation is what keeps it from sounding looped and static. Velocity matters too. Even if the synth is the same, different velocities can make the line feel more like chopped audio and less like a programmed grid. And note length matters just as much. Short notes feel jackier. Slightly longer notes can act like accents or transition moments. If the groove feels stiff, try a subtle amount of swing from the groove pool or manually nudge a few notes by tiny amounts. Just don't overswing it. In DnB, too much swing on the bass can make the drop feel lazy. Now we add movement. Automate the filter cutoff over 8 or 16 bars. Maybe open it slightly into a fill. Maybe push the saturation a bit harder on the final note of a phrase. Small changes go a long way here. You do not need huge filter sweeps to create energy. Sometimes just a little change on the last hit makes the whole phrase feel like it's leaning forward. Another great technique is resampling. Record a few bars of the bass to audio, then chop that audio into fragments. Reverse one bit. Pitch another one down. Rebuild a fill from those pieces. This makes the bass feel more like an edited jungle sample than a static synth. That's very much in the spirit of old-school D&B and jungle production. Now let's make sure the low end is locked. If the kick and sub are clashing, you sidechain compression gently. We're not trying to pump the track into oblivion. Just a few dB of gain reduction can clear space and tighten the groove. Keep the attack and release musical, and listen to how the bass breathes with the kick. Also, check mono often. This is huge. If the bass slice gets hollow or disappears in mono, you probably have too much widening, too much facey processing, or overly wide to tune in the low mids. Keep the sub mono, and keep the bass bus disciplined. If needed, route the bass into a bus and use a little glue compression, just enough to keep it coherent. On the drum bus, be careful not to crush the transients. In this style, punch comes from contrast. The drum snap, the bass answers, and the low end stays grounded. Now let's think arrangement. Make it feel like a real drop section. A strong way to do that is in 8-bar blocks. The first 8 bars can establish the core groove. Bars 9 to 12 can introduce a little variation, maybe an extra bass note or a break fill. Bars 13 to 16 can push into a switch up, a filter move, or a small stop time moment before the next section. That stop time moment is a classic move. Pull the bass away for half a bar, let the break breathe, and then bring the bass back with a little more weight. It creates impact without needing to blow the whole arrangement apart. As you're mixing, keep asking the right questions. Does the bass hit between the drum accents? Is the sub still the authority in the lowest octave? Can you hear the mid-bass without the snare getting dull? Do the tops of the break still have air? If the answer to any of those is no, adjust gently. Maybe high-pass the mid-bass a little more. Maybe trim some harshness around 2.5 to 5 kHz. Maybe pull out a bit of boxiness around 300 to 500 hz. These tiny moves are what make the groove feel professional. And here's a really important coach note. Always think in phrases. A great mid-bass slice often works like a chopped sample. One idea, one answer, one payoff. If every bar is full, the groove loses tension. Bass is part of the rhythm. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't make the mid-bass too long. Don't let it overlap the sub too much. Don't widen the low mids too much. Don't oversaturate before the rhythm is working. And don't ignore arrangement. Even a nasty bass sound gets boring if it loops with no variation. For extra flavor, you can try a couple of advanced ideas. Alternate the note articulation every 2 bars. Keep the pitch pattern the same, but change the lengths. Or add a second bass voice that only appears on the last hit of a phrase. That little turnaround can make the whole drop feel more alive. You can also use contrast inside the bass itself. Have one hit sound brighter and sharper, then the next hit darker and rounder. Same notes, different character. That kind of micro call and response feels really musical, and it works beautifully in jungle-style writing. If you want a darker edge, a tiny pitch drop at the start of a note can add menace. And if you want that aged, sample-like feel, resample the bass through a rougher chain and chop it again. The more it feels like a printed, edited sound, the more it sits naturally in the style. So to recap, build the sub separately, keep it mono and solid. Make the mid-bass short, rhythmic, and conversational with the break. Use saturation, eq, compression, and utility carefully. Check the mix in mono, and arrange in phrases with variation so the drop keeps moving. The big takeaway is this: in jungle and old-school D&B, the bass slice should feel like part of the breakbeat ecosystem, not like a layer floating above it. When the rhythm, tone, and mix all lock together, the whole tune gets that jacked, replayable energy. Now let's build one, chop it, mix it, and make it hit.